Optical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. repeat the announcement, the sale RISEN is the code at checkout to save 7% on all of our Lumen pads, Lumen Photon, as well as all our supplements. We don't just put a few products on. And the multi-packs that already have a sale price or previous sale, you'll see some sale items. We have 7% on top of the previous sale. So do order it now. Call our order line, 888-212-8871, or order online. And the sale's going to go on for about a week. We're going to cover it right through the holiday, right through Good Friday and Easter, you know, Passover, everything. So do take advantage of it. And if you have questions and want to know what supplements to take, just leave a message at our 888-ORDER line, 888-212-8871, or drop a contact us email, and I'll answer you and try to say, hey, this is what you should take for your problem, and if it looks like it's more complex, you need a consult, I'll recommend that. We got a really amazing article here with Loa Ponte. How low might Democrats go? And the first thing that popped into my head was that song back in, I think it was the 60s, called The Limbo. How low can you go? You know, they had people go through a limbo rod where they laying backwards and try to see if they could limbo through that thing as part of a dance. And some of the comments lately are kind of pretty low. I mean, we're talking about politicians, primarily on the Democratic side, that are making statements that are kind of like, some of them, I think, are trying to be funny or even insulting, but they're not even very good at being insulting. They're kind of, like, bizarre. So I'd like you to use some of your examples. This article is, how low might Democrats go? Give us some examples about Representative Omar and Miss Obama. I call her, actually, I don't refer to her as Michelle Obama. I refer to her because of her body biometrics of her shoulders and hands and so on. I call her Mike. Mike the Spike Obama. Do you like that name? Mike the Spike. She's bigger, stronger, and I'm sure she could arm wrestle Barack Obama any time and win. You know, his little pencil-thin arms. I'm sure that he could never out-wrestle Mike the Spike, his so-called female consort or tranny or whatever she is.
Or whatever she is, in any event.
And it's not a matter. By the way, I'm not against trannies. I think that there's some real nice people that are homosexuals and trannies. What the problem with her is that she makes bizarre statements to try to be insulting against the current president. And to be honest with you, one of the kind of unspoken words about being a prior president, even if you're a Democrat or Republican, is please don't insult them on them personally. And, you know, make valid statements based on logic and common sense and decency on policy. But we don't see that from the left or the Democrats now, do we? We see weird, bizarre statements. I'd like to see logic. I don't care. As I've said on my show, I've tried this a few days ago to get Bernie Sanders on the show and other Democrats. I want to get them on. I'd like to have a dialogue with anybody. I don't care. In fact, I'd rather interview a Muslim or, you know, a transhumanist on my show and actually parse through what the hell they're thinking about. And maybe I can get through to their knucklehead that they're using dislogic and literally suicidal, self-destructive evil as their pattern of life. And, I mean, some of these comments are so weird. It's like, I want to turn the TV off. Oh, that's too much. I'm feeling a brain pain. How's that? A brain pain syndrome. What do you think?
Well, in your case, that would be a pretty big pain.
Yeah. So let's go through it. Your first paragraph is about Omar. Ilhan Omar. She's got a funny name. Ilhan. She's ill. There's something wrong with her brain, isn't there?
Well, it would seem so. At least she has it bandaged all the time, it seems. In any event, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that her name, her life is in danger. For our colleagues to be silent is to be complicit in the outright dangerous targeting of a member of Congress. We must speak out, she said, against the dangerous incitement by President Donald Trump. What did Donald Trump do? Oh, he took some video of Ilhan Omar speaking a month ago before CARE, a Muslim organization that some have linked to various leftist and terrorist groups. And she says, or he then juxtaposed what she was saying. What she said before that group was, at 9/11, 2001, some people did something. No further commentary at all. Donald Trump said, here's what they did. Look at it. So we have the bombs, or the explosions, tearing down the World Trade Center, attacking the Pentagon. Right. And then, adding on to that himself in large letters, we will never forget! Of the attack. Now, that's all he said, is he quoted her words. And that was considered to be a threat on her life. Apparently her words have a great gift for arousing ire and rage in people.
I want to separate that into two different issues here. The first issue is Ilhan Omar has actually supported in 2015, and at least in six different occasions, terrorist organizations, because the largest number of people that were recruited to join ISIS and these terror organizations is from Minnesota, from the Somali community, of which she's one of the head leaders. And that, to me, is a much bigger problem than the statement about 9/11. Because they're actual words before CARE. In fact, I think the following statement I think is even more significant. CARE didn't exist until after 9/11. In other words, this organization rose up to protect the rights of Muslims in America. Now, you have to understand how America works. And I realize
First, when she said that, she was wrong.
I know that.
CARE was created in the 1990s.
Right, I know that. She made that statement because she's trying to actually make a point. She's trying to say it was there, it was created afterward because 9/11 made Muslims out to be terrorists. Now, you have to understand, in America we've got about 10.6 million Muslims. Now, we had Bill Warner on the program, a professor from Tennessee State University, and Islam does not mix with Western culture. It doesn't. It doesn't mix with Europe. That's why you can see no-go zones in Paris and France. And it's my feeling, now I'm not saying that I have a evidence of this yet, but it's not just the Notre Dame Cathedral that went down. There's lots of churches that are being burnt down because, number one, the French are becoming atheistic, and the largest growing religion in France is no religion at all. And they want these tourist sites and these big churches that are built over sometimes seven centuries to stay around to be tourist magnets for people to come see. Now, Islam is not tolerant of Western culture, Judeo-Christian culture, period, including the rule of law. And that's why when they did an internal poll of Muslims in America just 2 years ago, they found that 20% of Muslims would actually take up arms and actually shoot or kill Americans if they were required to by Sharia law or by Muslim leaders in America. And that over 52% of the population would support Sharia law over the U.S. Constitution or state law or federal law. So what people should understand is Omar's statements, somebody did something, she's probably aware there's a bunch of conspiracy theorists out there. Now, the word conspiracy theory means there's enough evidence in the court of law you might get an indictment or at least an investigation started. Now, I'm going to back this up a little bit. You know, I don't know if she's watched my videos or conferences or other things, but I was the exit examiner of the Alpha P. Murrow building. And my boss, Major Swinder, was going to do the examination of all five special op team. I did the examination of all five special op chemists and munitions experts that came back. They're also the same team that went to the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, that they had seven times more ANFO. It only blew a few windows in. It didn't destroy the building or make it fall. And one of the five told me in great detail how they removed not only radioactive debris with three different radiation detectors, but also through two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, RDX high explosive cords in the building. And I know about specific names of individuals that were killed afterward. There were a doctor, another was a police officer who were killed because they knew evidence that this was a inside job. Now, we know this from having people that were interviewed, and I've interviewed them, that there were explosions in the base of the building, below the lower elevators, that actually stripped the skin off people. And I've interviewed the gentleman who was actually, Rodriguez, I think is his name, who actually was one of the people that was a service person inside the towers. My wife's cousin actually were Amex traders in Tower 2, I think, and they were both told to be not in the building. In fact, most people were told, they're like Odigo and others, do not be in the building on this specific date. Because if everybody was in the building, it wouldn't have been 3,000 dead, it would be more like 20,000. And the World Trade Center towers buildings fell. I got the actual from the U.S. Geological Survey, their data, which includes 55 times higher levels of tritium and other isotopes present in the debris that were not present unless there were the use of nukes in the building and other high explosives like RDX to cut the outside joists. Now, the guy that told me this at the Khobar Towers in the Oklahoma City Murrah building, he had a loose tongue at a bar near Fort Carson. And when they found out, they court-martialed him, and they hauled my ass into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in 1995 and fired me and gave me death threats. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference of $50,000 in cash. And I have friends that I've taken care of that are my buds now. in Delta Force and Special Op, and if you try to take me out, I'm going to have these guys take you out. So the next day, I got a letter from Major Swinder and the board, and a letter and $50,000 in cash. And I got a letter of reference, so I got another job. Otherwise, I would have been blackballed and I'd be finished. When 9/11 happened, I was driving my kids to their charter school near Columbine because I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Tiller, which I knew also was an inside job, by the way, and I have tons of evidence on that. It's not like it's not a conspiracy theory when you got so many facts, it's like a mountain. And I knew right away, in fact, I almost drove off the freeway, and I'm a pretty good driver. I've never had an accident. And in 50 years plus, you know, 60 years now, almost approaching it soon, because I drove when I was like 15. What I understand is that we now have a situation where we have started making an offhand statement. Now, Muslims are the perfect foil for the New World Order. They're, in one hand, they're an alliance. For example, we have our buddy John McInsane making selfie smiles with a town near Amman, Jordan, when we gave sat phones and the weapons to ISIS. ISIS, I've changed the name, actually, from the, you know, that toy company called Toys R Us. I said, you know, I think our Special Activity Division of the CIA has a little division that they call Terrorists R Us. Terrorists R Us. Just like Drugs R Us, you know, like the cartels, like the Sinaloa cartel, when they had Fast and Furious, got the unlicensed guns because our company was not trying to see if the guns would get into the hands of bad people. It was making sure they got in the hands of our bad people to make sure we get our cut on the illegal drugs in Mexico and Central America. I know because I worked with these guys firsthand. So it's not like Deagle has a theory. There's nobody else on radio or TV that has my level of security clearance and work with these guys firsthand and knows what the hell's going on. Nobody. I'm it. And so 9/11 was an inside job. It was a nuclear demolition. It was with RDX. It may have had super thermite. And by the way, the only country doing research in super thermite explosives was Israel. And I know from my sources that the people who were contracted by SAD to put the bombs in the building over 6 months before, under the control of Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush, was the Israeli Mossad nuclear division. The same people that did the Bali bombing, which is a nuke in Bali, Indonesia. So you got to understand, when she makes these offhand statements, she's opened up a big can of worms. Now, Trump almost did it in 2016. As a builder, he knows damn well these buildings can't free fall from being hit by aircraft. They're not. If you're not going to have a free fall of a steel building, it's never happened in history. So the problem is Islam is a perfect foil because they're stubborn. They got their Islamic rules on how to run everything from how to have sex and what postures to have, to how what to eat during the day and not eat during the day during Ramadan and whatever. So it's not surprising, especially when we got an arrogant younger person who doesn't have the normal restraint of other politicians to shut the heck up and open up a can of worms like this, because they're going to accuse her, say, well, she's in danger now. No, she's not in danger. I'll tell you what she's in danger of. She's in danger of asking questions that I guarantee you Fox News or the president or et cetera are not going to let Dr. Deagle, who's been trying to do radiation toxicology in the World Trade Center for years, and the last time I tried to do it in Tokyo, the State Department told the lab in Tokyo, you're not even allowed to talk, T-A-L-K, to damn Deagle, okay? So I'm just a little angry over this. And when I hear Ocasio-Cortez trying to make this offhand remarks like, Ilhan Omar's not in danger of her life. If she's in danger of anything, if she's in danger of her own intel agencies trying to see if they can do something bad to her, she says she's opening up a can of worms as a politician that might be believed. And I don't care if she's Muslim or not, she's opening up an ugly can of worms, just like a clock that stopped is always right twice a day. She's asking a question that people don't want to open up that can. Dr. Deagle's got a can opener. And my show and my information, when I called Alex Jones, and I had a show on Clear Channel, when I called into the show in 2004, and I got a show on Genesis 14 years and 3 months ago, and I saw it. I've been trying to beat this drum, and nobody in the government disagrees with me. I have agents inside the Pentagon, Homeland Security, CENTCOM, and NSA that regularly contact Dr. Deagle with more intel from inside the government. So I know what the hell's going on. Let me tell you, it's evil. Evil. Sorry. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. We'll be right back. So, my rant is over. It's time for to hear your wisdom, O wise one, Lo Oponte. Well, you know, I want you to go through this because, honestly, I would like to have a dialogue. I don't care who the president is, to be honest with you. I want him to be, number one, one who serves the Most High God. Right now, we've got the holidays coming up, and we've got Passover and Easter, which basically means without God, we're doomed. But we have to show compassion to each other and care. We also have to have forgiveness, but we also have to have dialogue. I don't see dialogue going on in our political realm right now. And I see some of these younger politicians raising issues, and they're doing it in a kind of like an aggravating way, rather than trying, if she was going to raise this issue, why didn't you say, you know what, I watched a video about Dr. Deagle, and I'd like to actually have Deagle come to one of our meetings and talk about this, and why he wants to reform Islam, because honestly, we've had Dr. Bill Warner on, and there are some Muslims in America that want to reform it from the crazy ideas of the Hadith and the Quran that are pretty damned evil. If you read it and says, if you find a Jew or a Christian behind a rock or a tree, kill him. Now, they rearranged the sequence of the scriptures, but Ilhan Omar and other ones, they're ripe for us to actually reform Islam to make it a kind of a much more Americanized version that can tolerate other religious groups and other groups of people, whether they're Catholic or Christian or whatever. And we as Christians have to start understanding we have to be much more forgiving, whether somebody's of the same, you know, sex or alternative sex or whatever. But we shouldn't tolerate what I call evil dressed up in high-level masonry with inside the church, whether it's the Catholic Church, the Muslim Church, or whatever. Because high-level Masons are virtually penetrated to all of our public churches, including even transhumanism. So tell us about Omar and these other ones, and the comments by AOC is like, what does she think? She's trying to actually blame Trump for putting this one in danger? That's a stupid comment, isn't it?
No, but the problem is I half agree with her, not about Trump being responsible for this, but about the fact that Omar's life is in danger, and here's why.
Right.
Omar is, among other things, one of the biggest liabilities the Democratic Party is facing now as they face the 2020 elections.
Right.
I mean, he is the living poster child, a proof for the Republicans that the Democrats have become a party of fanaticism, anti-Semitism, anti-Americanism. Remember, she not only hates the Jewish world, she hates the United States, which she says was founded by genocide and now operates through neocolonialism. She is entirely in support of the Cuban-backed regime in Venezuela and opposes everything the U.S. would do to restore democracy there and so on. So she is a bad, bad person in many ways. She is everything the Republicans say all Democrats are, and here's Omar's proof of it. Now, therefore, what concerned me and why I wrote this column is I think she's been set up. I think that Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez and many others on the left have set her up as a potential martyr, so that if, God forbid, she is shot, killed, whatever, it may not be necessarily by a Republican, but that's what the media will tell you. It may not be by a conservative, but that's what the media will tell you. They will say it is this happened because of what Trump said, that it's his fault, and therefore he has to shut up, and anyone criticizing any Democrat or leftist has to shut up. And there she is going to be. She was going to drag the party down to oblivion. Now she is in the class of saints. Now she is a pure, noble martyr who gave her life for telling the truth. But in any event, she was shot. And so a lot gets reversed. You know, John F. Kennedy...
I agree with you to some extent. There's a portion of the public that are, you know, they bray like a good sheep and they're going to do that. But I think especially when I talk to young people like millennials and post-millennials, they're not that stupid. I think most people are getting to the idea that they want dialogue. Just an example... We had 2.55 million people listen to Bernie Sanderclaws, I call him. I don't like his name. Because he wants to give us one health problem. The problem is, the man doesn't have the brains or logic how to do it without screwing up the healthcare system so it won't collapse. I want a system that's one-fifth the cost, that covers everybody. But the way he wants to do it, the transition over 4 years, will cause much of it to go bankrupt. Now, although this one Ilhan Omar might be in danger, I don't think her martyrdom is going to save the Democratic Party. I think that her martyrdom is going to actually further polarize America, which shouldn't be polarized, because it should actually realize we're one America, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or you're an undecided. And this is a further step toward trying to demonize Trump. Now, Trump is not perfect. He's an egotistical, self-important maniac who knows a lot of things and does really good business. He helped America get a better economy. But on the other hand, he thinks Mick Mulvaney, who knows nothing about the toxic effect of 5G, is dancing. They don't want just 5G. They want 6G. So the problem is that Trump is not perfect. Like, neither am I perfect, or you. But the problem is they want to demonize him. And, of course, it's not going to change Trump's base. And many of the walkaway people, now the Jews, have all walked away from the Democratic Party. And a lot of the blacks are walking away because they realize the Democratic Party is not looking out for them when they want to flood the country with a million plus this year illegals, which take away the jobs from the lower class blacks and Hispanics. So this isn't going to help the Democrats, I think, even if she dies. So what? I think that it's another, if they are trying to set her up, it's another stupid move by pre-demented AOC and Nancy Pelosi. I think it's stupid. What do you think?
Well, I think what I wrote in the column, which is that it would deal with a lot of marginal people, including the weak-kneed, jelly-spined Republicans in Congress.
Oh, yeah,
they would be told to shut up and not say anything critical of any Democrat, or they'll be responsible for the next killing, and they'll do it.
There will be a lot more
pressure for gun control and confiscation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
And so,
look at Swalwell. Swalwell, this guy, I like his name. His name is perfect. Swallow it well. He wants you to swallow all kinds of the Democratic lies and the idea. The only way to keep the nation safe is to take the guns from law-abiding citizens or to start having to buy insurance. Isn't that crazy?
Well, a comic on Greg Gutfeld's show had an interesting observation. You can either have Democrats Swalwell or you can have a swell wall.
Well, actually, I got an idea for Trump. He could put a cyber wall up in about 1 or 2 months with drones and tethered balloons and long-distance visual aids and so on. And then he could have our military come in and back him up and have our guards start working. A physical wall is like an afterthought. To be honest with you, a cyber wall could be put up in 2 months at much lower cost. And then we have to change the laws. I think if he has to declare martial law, I think Trump should do it. So he gets rid of the FLORAs and these other things, which now Barr and the Department of Homeland Security is talking about, all these new regulations. I think they should do it immediately because it's unsafe for even these kids and people coming up from Central America. If they want to come up and they get properly vetted from their own country, we should bring them up in air-conditioned buses to work with an anklet on them, tracking them, take half their wages, put them in an air-conditioned bus with bottled water and food, good food on the bus back to their home country. They don't get citizenship. They don't get to come here and just start working as they cross illegally into the border. So Trump needs to deal with this, and what's going to happen is I think the Democrats are destroying themselves. I think that their response to Trump is they got Trump derangement syndrome is so crazy. Trump needs to have an educator. He needs to talk to people like you and me so he can actually make better decisions, because some of the people around him are plainly either evil, misinformed, or globalist maniacs. People like, you know, John Lightning Bolt, I call him, or Pompeo, who's smart, but he's evil, okay? Or Nikki Haley, who used to be the UN representative. These people are bad people, giving bad advice, right?
Well, I defer to your expertise on that. I will say this. What we do know about Democrats is they are the ones who are entirely capable of assassinating an Ilhan Omar.
Oh, of course they are.
For example, comic Kathy Griffin holding up Donald Trump's purported severed bloody head, New York Central Park actors depicting Trump stabbed to death, Snoop Dogg and Marilyn Manson putting out videos showing Trump lookalike being shot to death, Madonna talking about blowing up the White House, Johnny Depp proclaiming that maybe it's about time that another actor assassinated a president. I mean, this is encouraging imitation, and these are not just a long time ago that this happened. The Boston Globe, for example, days ago ran an op-ed urging waiters to tamper with, in its words, tamper with and perhaps even poison food being served to Trump officials who are already physically attacked in restaurants.
Either that or people with MAGA hats on.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is they're talking openly about committing acts of murder, and they're encouraging imitators.
If I was in a regulatory position, let's say I was advising Trump, number one, I de-license the media that are promoting this. I would immediately arrest and jail Hollywood and other media persons or journalists that are doing this. And I would actually go right up to the people that own them, like WAPO, owner, Jeff Bezos, and I'd make him do the perp walk. I don't care if he's a billionaire or trillionaire. He needs to do the perp walk all the way from his Amazon headquarters down to some kind of maximum security prison. And is this starting to happen? We're starting to see a little bit of movement. For example, Nunes is filing a major lawsuit against a lot of people for a lot of money. And just this, the fear of filing, especially things like the Covington kids, is going to put a major chill. For example, it's not over for Buddy in Chicago, who scammed up the MAGA attack, you know, that he got scratched in the face by two guys from Nigeria. So my guess is this is going to blow up. The fact is, we're all human, we're all American, let's work this out. Let's make a system that's safer for Central Americans and they want to stay in their own country. Let's get rid of the drug cartels and stop 70,000 people from dying every year. Let's make a healthcare system that's affordable, it doesn't make the doctors go bankrupt and the hospitals close. Let's have a system that allows us to share missile defense, and let's defend Earth from the coming approach of Apophis, the asteroid that's heading toward us, three times the size of the one that destroyed the dinosaurs 66 million years ago, with a 1% chance of its debris field hitting us in 10 years. People aren't facing anything, including the decrease of the ozone layer and dropping the oxygen concentration at sea level, or the dangers of increased ultraviolet B, C, and D. We're toxic effects of chemicals in our food, air, and water, and scalar radiation. These morons want to put 5G everywhere. We're going to go out with a whimper if we don't go out with a bang or both. And
for example, a case I used in the column, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, gave 20% of America's uranium to Russia at a time when we have to import uranium here to start with. In exchange, she was given $145 million for her personal slush fund known as the Clinton Foundation. Now, what makes this interesting is, follow this logic, Russia gets the uranium. Russia turns around and, as it did, had been building reactors for Iran. It supplies the fuel for the reactors to Iran, fuel that came from the United States originally. That fuel is then transferred by Iran into the hands of nuclear terrorists who come back, and the next time there's 9/11, it's going to be under a large mushroom cloud. Now, when that happens, that will have been because of Hillary Clinton. That is just how cynical, how greedy, how short-sighted, how demonic the Democrats are. They're willing to kill this entire country just for their own ego. If they can't rule, they're ready to ruin.
I think we have to go beyond ego. As we always want to think of it as a form of structural psychiatric mental illness. I want to call it demonic possession. Even if you're a decorticate animal, you wouldn't do what humans are doing now. You have to posit the fact that when Jesus, you know, who not only is resurrected this coming week and we're memorializing it, he actually went across the Sea of Galilee, called the Sea of Gennesaret now, and he resurrected this man who was indwelt by 1,000 demons called a legion, and cast him into the pigs, and then they committed suicide to try to get away from the demons that were inside them.
Yeah, I always wondered, what were Jews who believe in kosher laws doing raising pigs?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it must have been the Romans. But anyway, go ahead.
I think it was Romans, but you also there were a lot of Greeks there, and Greeks like pig. There's another nice story about pigs. But anyway, what I see happening is we don't want to assume that these people are controlled by something that goes beyond mental illness. This is global suicide. And you see a lot of the Democrats, their policy, and look at Islam. Even its policies against the state of Israel, Israel, who's got the Samson option. Or America with Russia. We don't have any underground bases to protect our homes or whatever from a nuclear fallout. The Russia has a law. You can't build a home without a nuclear bomb shelter. But not here. We're being set up, aren't we?
We are.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with the toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Well, you know, I would like to see Trump get a little more real about 9/11. George Bush Jr. was reading an upside-down goat book in Florida at the time the 9/11 tower's first tower fell. And they didn't pull him out right away, by the way, until the second tower was falling. And his brother, Marvin Bush, was actually the security officer for the building, and his last day of work was 9/11. And 10 years to the day, his father announced the New World Order exactly on 9/11, 10 years to the day before the 9/11 disaster happened. So what people need to start understanding is the powers that be will use anybody as a foil for their thing. And, of course, the Muslims are a perfect foil because they don't mix with Western culture. And, of course, we do things to continue to balkanize it. For example, when Muammar Gaddafi was trying to get a gold standard and tried to spread primary water across the Middle East, because if you don't know about oases, my family were Syrio-Lebanese. My great-grandfather on my mother's side, on the other side, owned the largest caravan as a basha between in his family for thousands of years between Damascus, Syria, and China. So I know all about it. If you didn't have oases, you're not going to survive because you have to walk with the camels at night, hundreds of miles sometimes between places, before you can actually get to the next oasis so you won't fry in the middle of the day because you don't travel during the day because it's so dang hot. And what people don't understand is that they killed him because they didn't want him to have a gold standard for the Muslim countries. We have a peace treaty about to be signed here, probably by Jared Kushner, who people don't understand is a worshiper of Rabbi Schneerson. And Rabbi Schneerson is, in the best terms, the best way to describe it, is a Kabbalistic warlock. And you don't understand this, that Donald Trump is completely unaware, or maybe he is, I don't know, that the genius of Rabbi Schneerson had passed through Kushner, who is a social genius because of social arranging where he would campaign and social media is the reason why Trump got elected. It was Kushner who got Trump elected. People, there's not one person within his organization that's more responsible for the Trump presidency than Kushner. He also is finishing off the USMC treaty, which is being finalized, that he got a special award in Mexico, and he's almost certainly the golden boy that will sign the treaty next year, probably right after the election. And I'm almost certain, whether you like it or not, that Trump is going to get reelected because the Democrats are screwing up. Even with the meeting the other night with Bernie Sanderclaws, I call him, he'll talk about how he's going to raise taxes, this and that. Look, Bernie, you got to be much more specific. You can't just say you're going to raise taxes and drive people. All of the Republicans are coming with stupid statements like, it's going to raise the average taxes for the average American $20,000. Look, no American spends $20,000 on health care. This is foolishness. They're trying to scare people to the idea of getting rid of insurance and getting rid of even fee-for-service or state licensure or allowing alternate pathways or controlling drug costs and getting rid of trial lawyers. If you don't get rid of these structural things, which, by the way, the Democratic Party don't want to get rid of because one of the largest contributors to the Democrats is the damn trial lawyers. So Bernie's a dark horse within the Democratic Party. That's why they want to get rid of him. They're terrified of Biden, but they're even more terrified of Bernie Sanderclaws, aren't they?
Well, Bernie could or could not win. His virtue last time was that he was the one honest person in the race, relatively speaking. But you're right. I mean, in this Fox encounter just days ago, Bernie Sanders was asked, well, you've made millions of dollars the last couple of years. You advocate a 70% or greater tax on rich people. Why don't you voluntarily pay 70% of all your millions now?
Right.
And Bernie hemmed and hawed and finally said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to pay the taxes required of me, and that's it.
To be honest with you, I believe that all the politicians, whether Republican or Democrat, are addicted to opium. Do you know what opium is? Other people's money. And by the way, last year we spent, in a budget, $700 billion for the military. Do we really need to have 700 bases around the world in 150-some countries? I don't think so. Do we have missile defense?
Well, that's what Craig Smith's and my book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is all about. In fact,
right.
We were talking directly in those terms. Vis-a the European Union, vis-a how the U.S. has basically turned itself into an empire in the last 100 years or so.
Right.
Quite unbeknownst to the people, the average American doesn't realize he's living in an imperial country.
Right.
But anyway, our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, is absolutely free to anyone out to your audience who would like a copy. I mean, we'll pay the postage and everything. Same about our white paper. which deals with the question, what do you do when one of your two political parties is now suddenly an anti-capitalist party and could destroy all your investments if they get elected?
I think you're actually already seeing some signs. I watched some of the experts on Fox. Some of the investments are already pulling back, concerned about Bernie rising and socialism rising. It's not Bernie, somebody else in the Democratic Party. They're already, some of the investors are kind of like, yeah, hey, if one of these leftists gets in, things can really kind of screw things up, right?
Oh, well, leftists are in already, especially if the Democrats gain more power. But anyway, to get the free book and to get the free white paper on what investors can do now that we have this crazy political situation for the first time, just call 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492.
Right.
And we'll be happy to send you the book at our cost. We'll be happy to send you the white paper to see how we think people could better protect themselves investing today. And by the way, things are getting pretty squirrely. You probably noticed just this week, the Dallas County's new district attorney has announced that his office will no longer prosecute theft of necessary items valued up to $750. In other words, if some woman walks into your store and steals child's formula, steals a new jacket because it's cold, steals other things up to $750.
Wow.
1,000 women a day can come into your store and steal that much, and the police now in Dallas will not go after her at all. They will not suffer arrest. They will not suffer imprisonment or trial or anything else. So, in other words, the George Soros elected and funded Democrat Dallas County District Attorney has now said petty theft up to $750. We won't even prosecute it.
Wow.
We're just going to let the thieves go. What does that do? And we wrote about this several books ago about it beginning to become a trend in Europe, where it was happening in Italy and so on. Another typical change in our culture, there will be a new tax in your future. It's already being proposed in Arizona and elsewhere. And this is a tax on pornography. How will they enforce that, you say? What about your imagination? No, they mean if you have cable channels on your TV that allow you to view pornographic footage, whatever. This is a bigger business, by the way, than the Hollywood movie industry. It's up there comparable to the Hollywood gaming industry, video games, which are more lucrative than movies now anyway. But they are going to impose a $20 unblocking fee on your cable company that goes to the state government that you will be required to pay to be able to watch pornography. In other words, the politicians claim to be virtuous and clean living and wholesome until pornography becomes a lucrative enough business that they want a big fat slice of it. And then they will impose a big fat slice that you will have to pay.
Well, the same thing's going with marijuana. And I saw an expert talk about this, and I know it, that marijuana, because of Delta 9 THC, causes industrial accidents, car accidents, and so in Colorado, they can actually draw your blood right now, even if you don't want to find out not only your blood alcohol level, but also your level of THC and other things like benzylagonine from other toxic drugs like cocaine. People need to realize 7% of people that use marijuana regularly are going to become depressed and psychotic. It causes a lower IQ, lower fertility, and causes all kinds of behavior problems, including misjudging distance if you're operating a heavy equipment or machine like a forklift.
Right, a tendency toward drowsiness and a lot of other things, yeah.
Right. So it's co-toxic with alcohol or just lack of sleep or other things. And what people don't understand, it destroys society. Marijuana is not the same as cannabinol oil. Cannabinol oil made from hemp, basically CBD oil, it doesn't have any hallucinogens in it. It stops pain. It helps your immune system. It helps your body in many, many ways because you've got cannabinol receptors. But you don't have THC receptors. If you put these in the brain, you screw the brain up. And a number of people genetically are predisposed to become depressed or psychotic. 7% is about the average based on genetic research. So the big states, though, like Colorado, are doing this, and it's increasing crime. It's not decreasing crime.
Oh, sure. And a lot of these shootings, such as at Columbine and so on, they all trace back to kids who have been given psychoactive drugs, legal or illegal.
They're all on 5-HTP blockers, you know, like a Prozac. I've changed the name by Prozac, by the way. This is by Word Cell Dictionary to Kill You Jack. Do you like that?
Wow.
But if you take Kill You Jack and your forces, and you come back from, say, Afghanistan, and you're here at Pendleton Marine Corps Base, it takes away your disinhibits you, so you kill your whole family and yourself.
I guess it just turns all life into a depressing video game.
Exactly. And you say, well, you know, hey, why not just plus play and repeat? The problem is you don't reset and you don't live. You die after you killed your family. And people say, Dr. Deagle, I don't believe you. I said, you know what? My experience as a doctor is not open to your damned opinion. It's an ugly fact. And the fact is that these states are legalizing marijuana. It is a drug that actually introduces you to toxic drugs like benzoylgonine, cocaine, and fentanyl, or carfentanil from China. Marijuana is not benign. And it's not the marijuana we had in the 70s. This stuff is 40 times stronger, many times. 40 times. And they make all kinds of things. Gummy bears, cookies, everything. It's like, holy cripes. Do you want somebody driving your kid's bus that's on gummy bears or cookies laced with marijuana? And if they have pain, use CBD oil. We have CBD. We have liposomal CBD on our site. That's fine. We have other things for pain. You do not need hallucinogen. Our society already is... remember that movie? What was it called? It used Soma. Was it 1984? I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. It had the drug Soma where everybody's kind of like drugged out of their mind.
Well, Soma was used in Brave New World.
That's it. Brave New World. So... What I see is a society that now sees they can tax this damn thing. And I even see former politicians trying to push marijuana. Hey, this is a great new business. Get involved. I'm thinking, you're nuts. This is evil. Now, I don't want to see it.
Sure, the fellow who was the Republican Speaker of the House just one round ago.
That's it.
What was his name? He was just before Paul.
Yeah, I remember. He had a funny name.
Yeah, and his skin was orange.
Yeah, I know that. He had an orange skin like Trump. Maybe use the same tanning beds. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, so what people should understand is we have people that are so corrupt. And remember, politicians, by their very nature, look at Swalwell, look at, Nadler. These people are lower forms of humanity. They're not normal, decent human beings. And many of them aren't even trying to even preserve their own future. They're just trying to get at least temporary power and feeling like, hey, it's like taking a hit of drugs, like, hey, I got my hit of politics. Look at Nancy Pelosi. I think she gets high in the fact that she's in control of other people. And she's now losing control. She's got AOC and Ilhan Omar and everything kind of eating away at her control. I'm sure she's going nuts. I mean, this is a bad way for her to go up because I'm sure in the 2020 election, 18 months away from now, she's done. Her history in politics is over.
Well, I would hope so, given we wrote about her at some length on our book, We Have Seen the Future, and it looks like Baltimore, which was a book a few years ago.
You're in Baltimore,
She was actually born as the daughter of the Democrat city boss of Baltimore.
There.
So she was raised with kind of thug-like bully politics. But what do the left think nowadays? Well, a sign that's become popular at left-wing demonstrations has just five words on it. The words are Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Kennedy, and Trump. The first four are the names of assassinated presidents. The fifth is the name they want assassinated. That's why they are a great danger not only to Trump, but now to Ilhan Omar, who they can turn into a martyr, like the Nazis' horsed vessel.
Either one would cause a lot of chaos in our country, wouldn't it?
It would.
But
if Democrats stand to lose, they're willing to do anything to win.
I know that. What's really crazy with me is that